This is a bad idea, and this is why I keep reiterating that we need to keep local control where the person knows the student, the person is overseeing the quality of instruction of the student and how well the student's doing wrong, how comfortable the student is. I think we need that kind of personal oversight, and really are going to open yourself up to all kinds of issues. And I'm not sure Commissioner Edelbrook really, he was never in the Educational Privacy Commission. I'm not sure he really understands what companies like K-12 and commercial vendors want to happen through the kinds of policies they are putting forward. I think that this idea of parental choice, you know, that's great. If the parent is well educated and has the time to review the product, there's some families that that's perfect for. But to force that and to make it available to everyone, that kind of direct sale, I just think you are asking for a huge amount of trouble, and I would not recommend it. I do think the ELO is a wonderful. Maybe we do a higher amount of them over on this side of the district. I'm in Pittsburgh, by the way. But I know that money is really the big issue.
Thank you, Senator. Representative Cordelli, you have a follow-up?
Yes, thank you. I must ask, Senator, based on what you just said, is it your belief that only well-educated parents and make proper decisions as to what's in the best interest of their children?
I'm sure there are, thank you for the question. And I appreciate, of course, that parents in a democracy, and particularly in the United States, public education has been the means for people to move up to greater opportunity, for each generation to be able to succeed that much more than their parents have. And, my father didn't graduate from high school, so he really wanted, it was really important that I went to college or something. And each generation wants more and better for their kids. When it gets into the details, would my father have known what courses I should be taking? I don't think so. And I think that it is that ability to, the next generation to move beyond the knowledge of their parents. And I think that's what we offer through the school system.
Thank you very much, Senator. Representative Cordell, you still have your hand up.
All to that. Parents that are not that well educated cannot make those decisions. Those decisions, as detailed, should be left to a professional.
I don't think the senator said that.
I thought you did.
If your dad is a carpenter and you want to become a carpenter, then yes, listen to your dad.
All right, we're gonna move on.